Hi, my name is Lena Sarnoff, and you're listening to Girl, You're Hired, Job Interview Tips Podcast. I landed a job at Google, LinkedIn, and Wix, and I can tell you exactly the ways I got hired at those places. So today we're going to talk about how to prepare for an interview. Of course, there's many things that you can do, but here are the 10 most strategic ways I prepared for interviews, and I believe if you follow them, girl, you're hired. Number one, LinkedIn investigation. You should be looking up and finding out everything about the people interviewing you, because at the end of the day, maybe you have a lot more in common with that person and really understand their background and angle. A quick example is if you know that person maybe went to the same undergrad school as you or participated in the same clubs, not only is that a good thing to talk about, but it's also going to show you the type of person they are, and you can more tailor your answers. If you saw this person has a background in data analysis, but today they work in marketing, make sure your answers are extremely analytical, because you definitely want to tailor the way that you're speaking and the information you're giving to that person. So if you don't know the person you're going to meet with, then you're at a disadvantage going into your interview. Number two, you should read your job description from front to back and back to front. What you could then be doing is creating a Venn diagram and really understanding all the things that you have that align with the job, the things that you don't have, and also the things that you actually could maybe indirectly say that you've worked on, but in a different capacity. So for example, if they're looking for somebody who has management experience, but you don't have that in a direct way, then you can say about other activities you've led outside of your work. Maybe you are a mentor or you coach a basketball team, and that shows you have the leadership experience that they're looking for, maybe indirectly. So understand all the skills that they really need. Because remember, this person who put together the job description didn't think of those key requirements out of nowhere. They really need those. So try and align yourself and cover them as much as possible in your interview. Even if they don't ask you directly, do you have experience working with analytics? They might not ask you that. But if you bring up on your own about what you did in your last job, you say, one of my roles was to work in analytics and do X, Y, and Z. You are then handing them over and showing your experience that you know they're looking for. So try and memorize or at least know really well what it is they're looking for. The third way to prepare for an interview is to fully study the company's website and specifically understand their mission statement and their product offerings. There's nothing more embarrassing than getting on a call and not even understanding the type of products they have and what they offer and who their target audience is. It might be confusing, but even if you can mention a name of one of their products that they sell or one of their business lines, it's going to make you look 5x times more prepared and intelligent and hireable. The second thing is you want to know their mission statement, and you're going to get huge bonus points for memorizing it and repeating it back to them, especially when they ask you why you want to work here. Personally, when I was interviewed at Google, they asked me, why do you want to work at Google? I looked up their mission statement, and I understand that their mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. So the way I tied this back into my own experience when I answered this was to say, I want to be part of that greater mission. I want to be part of making information accessible and making the internet really a more helpful place. So if you can align your goals to a mission, then you're going to be able to look much more aligned with the company and really making you look like you could fit in and be part of the greater cause that the company is trying to accomplish. Number four is check the company in the news and Google to see in what type of headlines and articles are being mentioned. Maybe the company made a huge acquisition recently, or maybe they have some type of really positive press that you could mention and say you were really impressed by seeing that. It's really good that you understand from an outsider and public perspective what the company is currently doing, achieving. And even if it's not related to your current function, it's really good that you know everything that you can about a company, because it could help you sound much more researched and authoritative and knowledgeable in any question that could come up. A fifth way that you should prepare for an interview is to try and understand if there are any internal contacts that you actually know, and you can set up an informational call with them, whether it's a friend, a relative, an old colleague. LinkedIn is a great place to find that out. And what this will do is give you an insider's perspective into the company. When I interviewed at Google, I actually had an old colleague that also left LinkedIn where I worked with that person and went into Google, and they gave me their perspective on their products and where the company is headed and the number one priority for the company. So I highly recommend that you get as much information from as close to the source as you can. Maybe that person used to work there, but really it's going to position you as somebody who knows more than what everybody else can read on Google in that company, because you don't want to be a cookie cutter and you don't want to sound like everybody else. And this can make you stand out. And you can even mention it in the interview that you went above and beyond and scheduled a call to really learn everything you could. And that's going to probably give you some extra bonus points. Number six, you should check the stock price of that company if it's publicly traded. What this means is that you can understand if there's been any huge fluctuations, whether a big decrease or increase in its stock, because sometimes those can happen because of earnings or huge potentials in the markets. So this will make you actually understand a little bit more about the company, and even if it might come up, or understanding the trends that are happening within that industry. Like, for instance, if there's a huge another player that joins the market in self-driving cars, then your stock might be impacted because another player arrived. And then if you want to market yourself and say that you can help differentiate your business from competitors as one of your skills, that might be something they'll really need right then in that moment that will help you get hired. Tip number eight. You want to make sure that your elevator pitch is rock solid, so rehearse it as much as you can. They say that within the first 30 to 90 seconds, somebody can determine if they like you or if they want to hire you or what they think about you. So usually the first question is, tell us about yourself. This is the part you need to nail. You should have a really strong, clear way to explain to them who you are, what you've been doing the last few years, what skills you bring to the table, and maybe even why you're coming to that job interview and what it is you're looking to do next. I personally would practice this in and out. I used to record myself doing my elevator pitch and listening to it again to see what I sound like. And when I had to memorize certain facts and things I wanted to describe, I used to even laminate them and practice them in the shower, right? How embarrassing, but not really. If you want to be a polished person who can make a really good impression from the beginning, it takes practice. So work on that pitch and get yourself hired. That was tip number eight. Tip number nine to prepare for an interview. This is one of the most important tips. Behavioral questions. You should prepare a set of situational examples that you can draw from. Think of it as your toolkit, and you can always pull out an example and be ready to talk about it. A behavioral question typically starts with, tell me about a time when. So what you want to do here is have a few situations that people will probably want to ask you about, like a time you failed at something or a time you had a conflict with a colleague. You don't want to start mumbling and sounding completely caught off guard. So make sure you have some situations you thought about in advance and how you're going to answer them. A best way to answer this is using the SAR method, which is S-A-R. S stands for situation, A stands for action, and R stands for result. Basically, you want to first list the situation that happened and the actions you took and the result. I'll give you an example. Let's say they asked you about a time you failed. The way you would answer this using SAR is saying, situation. A time I failed was in Q2 2019 when I did not hit my sales quota. action. To ensure I wouldn't fail again the next quarter, I doubled my client outreach and looked for more product training. And I really asked my team about how they handle objections. And I utilized our sales coach by inviting her to my calls. As a result, I hit my Q3 quota at 150% and did not miss my quota ever since. So as you see here, if you answer in that order, you can really thoroughly show that you take actions, you drive results, and you're giving context about the situation. Tip number 10, the final tip for how to prepare for an interview is to have questions ready that you're going to ask the interviewer and make sure they're meaningful. You want to make sure that when they say, "Do you have questions for me?" you always have something completely ready to go that's intelligent and thoughtful and will make the person think. So one example of this could be that you'll ask them, what is it that you enjoy most about your job every day? Because you're making them think about something they like and they'll have a positive feeling come to mind, and that will make them also remember your conversation in a positive light. This is using psychology. Another thing is to ask them a more critical question, showing them that you are thinking strategically. So you can ask them, what are the number one challenges your business is facing and what are you guys currently doing to prepare? This shows that you are touching a pain point and that you want to know about challenges, because this shows you want to also understand how to tackle them. A quick bonus with that too is maybe even responding to their challenge with some skills that you can bring to the table to help solve those challenges. That's all I have for today. Those are the 10 tips to prepare for an interview, which I've used to get a job at Google, LinkedIn, at Wix. And a quote that I'll leave you with is from Tim Noteke. He said, "Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard." This just really means that you might not be the most talented person out of the pool of applicants, but when you work the hardest, you can beat those other applicants and get yourself hired, girl. This is all I have for today. Subscribe for more job interview tips. Thank you.